Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Chof. We're learning Siman Dalet, so we gave introduction to the Siman, and now let's see it inside. Kli Sheni. So, what is a Kli Sheni? Pirush Hakli Sheira L'Soichay Mikli Shebishlubay. So we have the pot which is on the fire. That's a Kli Rishon. Person takes the pot and pours it into a some type of plate, bowl, tureen, etc. That's a Kli Sheni. And a Mevashel. So Chazal tells us that a Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, like we explained why. I feel in a Yad Tzoletis, but even though the temperature inside of the Kli is Yad Tzoletis, but so it's quite hot, it does not cook. Va'omnam, however, Kim in the Yesh Tzvorm HaMispashlim, I feel a Kli Sheni. There are items which, because they cook easily, what's known as Kali Bishol, Kali HaBishol, so things which cook easily, even in a Kli Sheni, there are such things. Vein on the Bekim, and we are not experts in knowing which items are Kali HaBishol and which items are not. So now we're dealing with a potential Sopik Deraisa of Bishol on Shabbos, putting this uncooked raw item into a Kli Sheni, or the not fully cooked item into the Kli Sheni. And by doing so, potentially a person might be cooking. If this is one of the Kali HaBishol, a person is doing Bishol. Yesh L'Hakmer Shlo, therefore, because of this doubt, one should be careful. Shlo Litein Shum Dover the Shaykh by Bishol, I feel a bit cliche, and he calls Mansha Yad Tzaladis by. But anything where Bishol is relevant to, it's not fully cooked yet. Putting that into Klisheni is and one should not do so because of the potential issue of concern that maybe the Klisheni could cook this item. If the Klisheni is no longer Yatzeletis, but it cannot cook, and there's no concern. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the Gemara is very clear. There are certain things that do not cook in a Klisheni, and the Gemara gives more Shabbos and Daf Mem Mabez. The Gemara gives two examples of things which clearly cannot cook in a Kli Sheni. One of them is water. So you have water which has not been cooked. You're allowed to put that water into a Kli Sheni. And the Gemara says shemen, olive oil. Olive oil which has not been cooked, one is allowed to put into a Kli Sheni. So if we have a Gemara which tells us explicitly that these things are permitted, there's no need to be machmir. So that which the Chayyadim is saying, that a person should be machmer by items that to be concerned that maybe they're Kali HaBishol and they should not be put into a Kli Sheni, does not apply to water and to oil. Well, again, so the Chayyadim says, gives him some examples of things a person should be careful about. He gives two examples. One of them is salt and one of them is onions. So onions are straightforward, raw onions, putting a raw onion into a Kli Sheni. The person should not do that because of the concern that the Kli Sheni might cook the onion. What's the concept of Bishol when it comes to salt? So we differentiate in a halacha between two types of salt. There's salt which is produced, we get it from mining. There's salt caves, and they mine from the caves. They mine out that salt, and they break it up into granules, and that's the salt that we use. Now, another way to make salt is to take seawater, salty water, and cook it. And when you cook it, the water evaporates, and the salt, it remains. And that's a way to harvest salt. Salt is considered cooked. The salt has been cooked. So that's Ein Bishol Acher Bishol, and that salt is not a concern of putting it in a Kli Sheni. But the salt which came from the mine, which has not been cooked, so that's what the Chayyim says. V'chein yesh nizoyer b'melach u'besolim b'shabbos. A person wants to put salt or onions. Shlodita b'kara. A person should not put it in the bowl. So he's picturing the case of the pot. And then the bowl pours into a bowl, and he wants to add onions and salt into the bowl. He's putting into a Kli Sheni, which is Yatzeletis, but he should not do so. And obviously, putting those items into the bowl first, and pouring from the kli rishon on them, that's iri kli rishon, which would be has the potential to cook the onion kedei klipa, which would be usher to do so. Okay, so that's the first point of the cherem. We've clarified this idea, like we explained in the previous shir. Kli sheni does have the power of bishul. By Kali Abishal, and we're not familiar exactly what are Kali Abishal and what are not. We have to clarify a few more points about that, and then we'll move on further in the Chayadim, and meanwhile, have a good day.